Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, June 27, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. I love boobies. Merchandise sales skyrocket with Y2K resurgence, creative collaborations. The Keep Abreast Foundation's I Love Boobies merchandise has seen a resurgence in sales, with an 85% surge in wholesale growth from 2022 to 2023 and continued growth of 8% from 2023 to 2024. The Zumiez partnership alone generated $1.3 million through wholesale in 2024. Collaborations with brands like Blenders Eyewear and PSD have been successful, with products selling out quickly. CABE's merchandise program has become a reliable revenue driver, with over 200,000 bracelets sold at Zumiez. The organization's aim to reduce breast cancer risk provides an engaging entry point for partnerships seeking to make a real impact. CABE is celebrating its 25th anniversary with expanded collections and new retail opportunities, including a partnership with Etnies and PSD.
Cayenne Wellness Center opens the Sanctuary. Cayenne Wellness Center and Children's Foundation has opened The Sanctuary, a healing space for those with sickle cell disease and chronic conditions, as well as anyone in need of rest and renewal. Located in Glendale, The Sanctuary offers personalized holistic health services and classes, promoting healing physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Services include reflexology, sound healing, and gentle movement therapy. The Sanctuary focuses on physical, mindful, emotional, and spiritual holistic health, providing a heart-centered and compassionate approach. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. PST, guests can book appointments online or by phone. The Sanctuary at Cayenne Wellness Center is a haven for healing and community, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life for individuals with sickle cell disease in California. Justice for Housing to be featured on the Balancing Act Local Boston Edition. Justice for Housing, a Boston-based nonprofit advocating for housing equity for formerly incarcerated individuals, will be featured on the Balancing Act Local, airing on Lifetime TV. This special segment highlights grassroots organizations making a difference in their cities. Tune in to WFXT Fox Boston on Saturday, June 28, 2025 at 12:30 p.m. EST, and WLVI CW Boston on Sunday, June 29, 2025, at 1 p.m. EST, to learn about Justice for Housing's reentry support, housing placement, and policy advocacy for formerly incarcerated individuals. Founded by Leslie Kretel, the organization aims to address housing discrimination and provide comprehensive services for successful reintegration into society. Visit justiceforhousing.org to support their mission.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.